Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
I work on the road,
the only road that I'll ever roam.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the Making Waves podcast, season 3, episode 23.
Wait, am I good in the shot?
You're good.
Is my head not poking
out? No, you're looking good, mate.
Looking good.
Looking good.
Perfect.
Nice shirt you got, mate.
Slay. Yeah, Indiana.
Honestly, it's my favorite shirt you've got.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's my favorite shirt out of all the shirts I have, too.
Damn, what? Really?
Yeah, honestly.
Damn, okay.
Honestly.
That's a pretty big revelation.
Not gonna lie.
So I've been restyling my room lately.
You have.
And it's because of you guys. Because my birthday came up.
Yeah, you got an early birthday present.
Well, it's coming up and I'm
early
I'm
birthday presents.
Early birthday presents. And you got me a fan, which is awesome because I need a fan. One of those really like new looking fans.
The bougie ones.
The bougie ones, not one of those ugly.
The ones that look like a PS5.
Yeah, the ones that look like a PS5.
They're
I reckon
good.
The more futuristic it looks, the better it looks for your room.
Yeah, bro, it
You
looks
don't want
good.
One of those shitty ones, you know?
It looks good.
Do they even sell those anymore? Like the ones that make a lot of noise?
Oh, no. We used to have one.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was scared about, getting a fan. Like, this is why I never had a fan for my room before.
He a fan.
But now I'm a big fan of the fans.
Yeah, you're a fan of the fans.
Like, it's so good. I've never had... Trust me, if you don't have aircon in your room, don't buy aircon. Fuck that shit off. That shit's in the past. Get a fan.
Yeah.
Get a PS5 looking fan
fans
from Bunnings.
Fans are good. And also, I got a globe.
You got a globe.
Really
I got one too.
Globes?
I bought one
yours?
Too.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Next to the lamp.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bought one too.
Yeah, I really like the globe as well. And I'm restyling my room because of that to like make it all like
I need to do something to my
That's
room.
A big word. So I've been looking at getting some figurines, you know.
Figurines.
So I saw, have you heard of those figurines? I think they're called pop vinyls. And you can get like one from every like different like...
Let me have a look.
There's one from like Marvel and there's
I know what you
mean. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always was keen on getting some, I think I know what you're talking
You can get
about.
Like Marvel, Harry Potter, you can get Deadpool.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I wanted to get some too, but they're expensive.
Well, I saw someone special and I can get some for like real cheap.
They're probably fake.
There's a special, no, on JB Hi-Fi, at JB Hi-Fi.
Oh, really?
So like...
How much?
Oh, like $5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, you know, why not decorate my room with a few of those, you know?
Yeah. See, I've got race cars on the side of my bed.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So a bit of housekeeping before we start the episode.
Yeah.
Well, we've already started, but a bit of housekeeping. As some of you may know, we are going to be posting once a week now.
Yes.
We're trying something different.
We're trying something different.
Because
we're working a bit hard for the result that we're getting.
Yeah.
So we're just scaling back a little bit.
Taking a step back. We're not taking a step back. We're still going to be posting.
No, we're scaling back.
We're scaling back. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's a positive step. I think, you know, treat them mean to keep them keen. You know, I think we're being too nice. We're giving you guys too many episodes and you guys are like, nah, you know, nah, too much.
Apart from Bonnie. Bonnie's a G.
Bonnie loves us.
I think Bonnie's the, unless I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure Bonnie's the only one who listens.
No,
like listens, like, like looks at all the clips and everything.
No, trust me. I know there's a lot of guys out there who actually do listen.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
If you look at the stats, there are always about like 15 people.
That's pretty good. Thank
you,
guys.
Always listen to every
episode. We
appreciate
you guys. We might not know all of you because it's hard to. But if you do listen,
you can let us know that you listen.
On Tuesday, we will be posting a clip. Before the episode comes out. That's another thing. So we're only going to be posting 3 times a week clips. Because we were posting 7 times a week and getting like 1 like.
Yeah.
So we were like, nah, fuck that. We're going to
try to make it a bit
better.
We're
going to try to be different.
Yeah, try to be different.
So that's about it. Now, Killian, I wanted to talk to you about something. I got edged, all right? I got seriously edged. And I want to say a big F you to everyone that said the Oreo Coke was good.
Bro, the Oreo Coke slaps.
I was so excited. I was so excited. Mate, everyone was saying, oh, the Oreo Coke slaps. The Coke Oreos, they're shit. But the Oreo Coke slaps. It.
No way, bro. I'll give you. The Coke Oreos were ass. I'll agree with that.
It tasted like ass. You know when they do prank videos and they put toothpaste in the Oreos? That's what it tasted like. I feel like I got pranked. I got pranked twice because the Oreo Cokes tasted so bad.
No way.
It's so bad.
The Oreo Coke was actually so good.
No.
Because, okay, I'll tell you what, right? It just reminded me of Christmas. So, right, you have a Coke, Christmas. Right? But it's got a bit of a, like, cookie flavor, you know?
That's
like,
disgusting.
A little bit of a sweet cookie flavor.
You might as well put a cookie in there and it'll be the same taste.
But people do dip their cookies in their drinks.
Who the fuck dipped? Who dips, right? Who dips their cookies in Coke?
Some people,
in their right mind is like, yeah, yeah.
I think it's good.
Dip my cookie in the Oreo. Let's dip my cookie in the Coke.
I just thought the consistency and, you know, the...
The consistency? Let me tell you. I have never in my life, even that seaweed smoothie we used to drink when we were a bit smaller than now, when we were kids, tasted better than that Oreo Coke.
No.
Yes.
The Oreo Coke slapped.
I would drink 10 seaweed smoothies before I drink one Oreo Coke. I couldn't even... You know how I am with food. I love food.
Yeah.
I love drinks. That was criminal.
That's what they should be
serving as the last meal in prison instead of good food.
No, they... criminals get a good last meal.
Yeah, they should be fucking serving that shit. Make them think a little bit. Instead of going to jail, just drink one can
of that. I liked it.
Drink one can of that, and you don't have to go to jail. It's either one can of Oreo Coke or jail for 20 years. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to jail for 20 years. That shit, I don't understand how they can even allow that in the supermarket.
I think you might be a bit overreacting right now.
No, I'm not.
Like, it was actually
pretty
good.
Honestly, I was about to sue.
To sue?
Yeah.
For a $2.50 can of Coke.
Don't ever say that's good.
It is good.
Yeah, well, whatever, mate. I'll tell you what is good. Fantasy football. I've started fantasy football, mate.
It's overhyped.
It's not.
It's overhyped.
Now, whoever does fantasy football, right? I need help. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So this week, the points just came in. And so we're recording this on, what, Monday? Yeah.
Yeah.
The points just came in. 36 points this week, match week 8, I think it is, this week in Premier League. And I got better than average. The average was 31. I got 36. So I think I'm doing all right. Am I doing all right?
Well, if you want to be average, yeah.
Well, no, I don't want to be average. I want to be good. So people who do FPL, fantasy football, please help me out. Give me some tips. Tell me who I should buy.
FPL... I played it for maybe like one or two match days.
Yeah.
Match weeks, sorry. I just realized that I was no good at it.
Yeah, that's why I need help. I need people to help me.
I think you should just give up.
So, people tell me to sell Saka, right? Everyone's saying sell Saka. But I think he's a good hold. I reckon better than Cole Palmer.
Well, he can hold my ting.
Yeah, he can hold my ting. Anyways, I didn't really want to talk about it too much because I don't know what I'm talking about. But... maybe in future episodes, I will know what to talk about if people help me out.
Yeah.
Right? It's time to talk about history facts of the week.
Now, Killian,
there seems to be a trend of these ones. I try to find ones
if
that...
If they are the history facts of the week, did they happen this week?
No, fuck no.
Oh, so they're just like... History facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They're ones that I don't think you'll know.
Okay.
That's the trend with these ones.
Okay.
I try to get some.
So pretty much when you do these things, you try and find a history fact that I would not know about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of the time they're just shit.
But what if I just lie to you and I tell you that I already knew?
No, because I know you won't know these. All right. So, number one, the use of forks was considered sacrilegious. What does sacrilegious mean?
It means it's against...
Sacred?
It's against religion. So, like, something that's shit. Really bad.
Yeah, really bad. All right. Forks were once seen as offensive to God.
When your answer.
Oh, yeah. Sacrilegious means offensive to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what
did
you mean.
Did you not read the...
No, I did, but, you know, now it makes sense. Yeah, now that I know what sacrilegious means.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to read it aloud.
Why school when you can listen to the Making Waves pod?
You can educate yourself on the sacrilegiousness of forks.
Speaking of school, stick around till the end. We've got a special, special segment. That's just a little bit of a sneak peek for the end of the episode.
Yeah.
All right. Forks were once seen as offensive to God. When it was first introduced in Italy in the 11th century, the oldest forks were discovered in Turkey dating back to the 4th millennium BC. So, before Christ, guys. Yeah. All right. But it was likely that they were only used as tools. The church in Italy argued that God had created humans with fingers so that they could eat God's food. But this didn't stop them. This didn't stop the production of expensive forks made of gold for wealthy families. Did you know this fact?
Why do people use forks? That just made me think. Why do people use forks?
Because why would you want to use your hands?
Well, that's just like what we've evolved to do. We've evolved to use forks and not our hands. But why would you not use your hands to eat? It's so much more efficient. No. It doesn't hurt your hands. You don't get arthritis after a while of using a fork. Like,
yeah, right. But forks are actually, I reckon, one of the best inventions.
What? It's the most pointless invention.
Bro.
You could do the same thing.
Your hands
thing.
Are disgusting. You're going to be eating skin cells.
That's why you wash your hands.
Yeah, you'll still be eating skin cells, lad.
What? Just eat with your hands, brother.
Why?
Dude, okay, I can admit it. Yes, I eat with a fork or a spoon every single time. But here's the thing.
I fucking hope so.
Here's the thing. Why have we evolved? Your
hands are fucking Raj from Punjab.
Bro.
Sorry.
Why? Hey. Why have we evolved to eat with forks and spoons and knives? Why can't we just eat like our ancestors did?
I just know you don't agree with that.
I do agree with that. I actually kind of do. Like,
apparently, they only used to eat with three fingers, not five.
No, you eat like this.
They used to eat with, like, three fingers, right? They just go like this. Like that, right?
And then eat it.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. And eat it. But apparently, the poor countries ate with five.
Well, Italians ate like this.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to be like, okay, from now on, I'm going to eat with my hands. That's disgusting.
Oh, but, okay, there we go.
It is disgusting, but in my head it is. I don't understand why us as a society, we've developed into humans that eat with forks and think that eating with hands
I'll
is disgusting.
Tell you
when most of the world's like lifespan, most of humans' existence, we've eaten with our hands.
I'll tell you why.
It's nothing old. Like, it's nothing new.
I'll tell you why.
Why? What?
When you go pissed, do you touch your ting?
Yes.
Yeah.
So?
Most people don't wash their hands. And guilty, when I go pissed, I don't wash my hands.
That's disgusting.
Sorry.
Buddy. That's disgusting.
Sorry.
That is disgusting.
Why?
Well, just go wash your hands, mate. Why? Okay. Why? It when literally you, takes you, 2 minutes.
So? 2 minutes to wash your fucking hands.
No, sorry, 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
2 minutes to fucking wash your hands. What are you doing? Having seconds, a wank buddy. And then washing them? Or
2 seconds, buddy. I don't understand why people make such a big deal of hygiene when eating.
Sorry, I'm not fucking washing my hands.
They literally
mate, I got shit to
give
do.
Each other STIs.
I got shit to do. I'm not washing my hands after a piss. I'm not. Honestly, it's probably worse for you. Because you have to touch the sink in public bathrooms. You can't tell me that after you piss, you go wash your hands.
Every time.
Cap.
Every single time.
Cap.
Every time.
All right, no. Right, after you take a shit, yeah, go wash your hands.
No, after every time on the toilet, I wash my hands. That is disgusting, buddy.
What if you're just standing and pissing?
I'm still washing my hands.
What if you don't use your hands? What if you try to aim without your hands?
I can't do that, mate. It's too big.
Mate, you got to stand over the toilet bowl and just dangle your ting. It's so much easier.
Does it literally touch the ring?
Yes, lad.
When you're standing up?
Mate, when I'm standing up, it literally touches the water.
Okay, whatever, buddy. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But how did this go from me talking about people eating when they're...
Yeah, I don't know.
The argument isn't about washing your hands when you go piss. The argument is about why have we evolved to eat with forks.
I'll tell you why.
It's so much more efficient.
This is 2024. They used to eat with their hands in the 11th century or the 4th millennium BC, before Christ. Christ came along. He was like, yeah, what are these idiots doing? We're going to eat with forks now.
No, Christ didn't invent that. Bro, Christ ate with hands 100%, bro. Bro definitely feasted on chicken back then, bro.
What if Jesus was gay?
He wasn't.
How do you know?
Because
he wrote in his Bible, right?
Sure.
He wrote in his Bible, he was like, it's illegal. But what if he wanted to keep all the men for himself? That's why he didn't want any competition.
He didn't say it was illegal.
He was the ultimate gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah. Oh my God, myth busted.
No.
All right, moving on. President Andrew Jackson's pet parrot had to be removed from his funeral because it was swearing. Now, what? Why was his parrot at the funeral?
Well, that just says a lot about the guy.
Yeah.
If his parrot's swearing, then that's what he's been doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he was a president. You shouldn't be swearing as a president.
No. You should be setting a good example, you know?
Yeah. Look at Trump. Trump is setting a great example.
Yeah.
That's rage bait right there, guys. During President Andrew Jackson's funeral in 1845, his pet parrot began to speak obscenities, and had to be removed. The parrot became excited. What do you mean by that? While the crowd was gathering and began to swear, disturbing the mourning people. The bird was promptly escorted out as people were both in awe and horrified at the words.
You know, that just like made me think of, you know, people at the funerals sometimes, you know. You know there's some people who go riz at funerals?
Riz?
Yes. There's like actual people who go and riz at funerals. Like their whole like...
They're like it'd be easy to.
Their whole game plan and strategy is go to a funeral, pretend you know the person who died.
Yeah.
And try and riz up the person, some fit chick.
What, you'd be like, so this is, would this be the game plan? Like... I loved it, man. Can I rest my hand on your shoulder?
No. I don't know. I'm not one of those people, but I'm just made me think, you know.
Could you cry on demand? Try it.
No, I can't do it.
I think I could.
Can you cry on demand? Okay, ready? I'm going
to... Wait, can you see the tears in my eyes? Right.
Yeah, you might actually be crying, bro. Dude!
I should be an actor! I should be an actor.
Okay, I'm going to try.
I should be an actor.
I'm going to try.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Look at the tears forming, lad. Why did you love me? Oh my God, dude. I've just discovered my talent. Should I be an actor? Alright, buddy, you can't cry. That's shit. Did you see the tears forming in my eyes, though?
I was actually concerned for you.
Holy Jesus.
I'm going to look back at my footage and see if I can cry or not.
Alright. Alright, so. Okay. Alright. Before alarm clocks, people were hired to wake up others by shooting dried peas at their windows.
Dried peas?
Yeah. Imagine, right? Because when you're... Back in the day, they didn't have alarm clocks.
Wait, what's a pea? Mate. Oh, no, okay, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Green shit that you eat.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, the knocker-upper. That sounds like something
Wait,
else.
It's what...
The knocker-upper, mate.
The knocker-upper, yeah.
That sounds like something else. That sounds like a sperm donor.
Well, bro, that sounds like more than a sperm donor.
Wait, back in the day, right?
Bro, that sounds like a surrogate man.
Back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Were there sperm donors?
They're probably...
Or were they just like, would you just hire someone to fuck your wife and have kids?
I think it'd be more of a situation where you would probably ask them to...
Root.
Or I reckon you could ingest it.
Eat it?
No, not
you
eat
can't
it,
become
sorry.
Pregnant by
no,
eating
you could,
it, lad.
You could...
This guy... No, that was the most stupid thing. Apologize to everyone
okay,
listening.
Okay, I apologize. That's not what I meant. Like, ingest it as in, like,
Bro, shove it up. Have you watched porn?
What? What?
They swallow it, lad.
Huh?
They swallow it.
Yes, that's not what I'm talking about.
So you think you? So you have you had the birds and the? Have you had the birds and bees?
Yes, I'm not talking about that. I didn't use the right. No,
someone very much.
Shut up.
And both sides consent to it equally.
Dude, enough. I preferred doing my own thing yesterday because I didn't have this little shit talking. You know.
If this person wants tea and the other person wants tea and they both ask each other care. If they both want to have tea and both mutually agree.
I don't care.
That means you
I
can
don't
do
care.
It.
You don't need to give our audience the birds and the bees. What I'm saying
well,
is.
I don't know. You
what
said
I'm talking
you could
about
eat it
is,
and become pregnant.
No, I used the wrong word, buddy. I'm talking about, okay, shoving it up here.
Well, yeah, that's how they do it when they're yes. spreading out of body.
Well, they probably had a method. They probably
put it on a stick.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They probably put it on a stick and then just like.
Or like a straw and then you spit it in and you go.
you know, like those people.
You go, huck poo and spit on that thing.
Those people in tribes. Like in like the Amazon.
They drink
and they're
prime.
Like, they're like.
They drink prime and they're like, all right, I'm ready. And then they play the KSI Thick of It. And they're like, I'm in the thick of it. Huck poo. Everybody knows. And then that's how they're pregnant.
Dude, you're such a brain rot child.
I am.
Are you serious right now?
Anyways, the knocker-upper was a common sight in Britain before 1970s. Oh, this wasn't too long ago.
Is this a new fact?
Oh, kinda. Not before 1970s, lad.
Okay.
The knocker-upper. They would use long sticks.
Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
So, our theory is actually holding up.
Like fishing poles. Or soft hammers. To tap on windows as a wake-up call or use pea shooters in which they blow dried peas up at the window of the sleeper. One problem these employees faced was waking up people for free because the noise they made would inadvertently wake up the neighbors who did not pay.
Wait, so they would...
Sorry, that was a lot of... That
how
was
would they charge? Would they have like a subscription kind of thing? So like $9.99 a month or something?
Yeah, to wake you up. Because, not going to lie, when my alarm goes off, I kind of want to beat it up. So, I feel like I'd beat up the guy who comes to wake me up.
Yeah. It's kind of a shitty job.
But how do the knocker-uppers wake up?
Well, they have their own knocker-uppers.
Yeah, but how does a knocker-upper knocker-upper's knocker-upper wake up?
How does a knocker-upper get their own knocker-upper to wake another knocker-upper up so then the knocker-upper wakes up?
Yeah, but how does that knocker-upper wake up that other knocker-upper?
I don't know.
I know. The knocker-upper's got a hen.
I think down the line there must be
a rooster.
Be like,
it's got a rooster.
Yeah, down the line there must be like a knocker-upper who can knocker-up themselves up by themselves.
Or the OG knocker-upper, right? The knocker-upper, the main knocker-upper of the town
doesn't need
has an
to
iPhone because
up.
He time-traveled. He wakes up with an iPhone.
What are you talking about?
Because he time traveled.
Oh, so he has a phone with the alarm app on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he's making bank.
Well, maybe
his name's
he's just
actually
got a
Steve Jobs. That's
maybe
why he has a lot of money.
He's just got a rooster.
Yeah, his name's Steve Jobs. He created the iPhone and he's like... Because when was the iPhone
bro,
created?
Bro, I think a more plausible explanation for this is he's just got a rooster.
Probably. Do you reckon the knocker-upper is a handsome rooster?
Oh, definitely, bro. He's one.
Wouldn't
he's
it be cheaper to just buy a rooster instead
of
hiring?
He's an early mornings kind of man. You'd have to wake up pretty damn early to do your rounds in the morning.
Yeah.
But if that's your job,
because surely you'd have a lot of clients,
dude. If that's your job, all you have to do is work in the mornings.
Yeah.
You just can't miss the deadline of a person's knocker-upper time.
What would you do if you missed someone? You're in shit. Well, actually, you can't do anything to your phone nowadays, so I guess you can't really.
Well, just don't wake them up and pretend like the day's... Don't wake them up and let them sleep through the day and wake them up the next day, you know?
So, yeah, I just don't know how that works.
It's an interesting job because, like, you'd be paid and you'd get the rest of the day off.
Yeah, you would.
You just have to make sure
you
go
then,
early.
Then would you
sleep.
Have to be, like, an alarm clock as well during the day? Like our mom, she has an alarm clock for every hour.
Oh, so you're saying if someone puts like the bread in the oven, they'll get the knocker-upper to come 10 minutes later and knock on their door.
Yeah.
So they'd need to be pretty good with time because back then you wouldn't have much places.
Maybe that knocker upper has a knocker upper to let them know.
I just thought of something, right?
Yeah.
And I thought of this during the week. You know how we've always got access to time?
Yeah.
Like we always know what time it is.
No, I don't know what time it is now.
Well, no, but if you could check, you could check right now.
Yeah. 10:15.
Yeah. You'd know the time. Where like probably like 40 years ago, right? When our parents were born.
Well, no.
What?
Watches were created like in the 1900s or 1800s.
Okay, anyways, like ages ago. You'd have to either have a watch or you'd have to go look at the time on a clock, right?
Yeah.
And even longer ago when watches and clocks weren't invented, you couldn't tell time. You'd have to go
look at
you'd have to go to the center of the square in your village and look at the sun thing. You know how they used to have the clocks with the sun? Mm-hmm. You'd have to look at that. So
you know what I've noticed a really bad habit that I have?
How do people, right, have like their businesses and shit, how did they used to do that when they didn't have clocks or stuff of time?
Well, I suppose like they just use daylight, lad.
What? So would they just be like, oh, when the sun hits the tree? Right,
if I didn't have a clock, I could tell what time it is.
Yeah,
you could guesstimate.
Yeah, I know you could guesstimate, but what if you have to meet someone somewhere specifically?
No, you'd be like, well, let's meet at sundown.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Let's meet after sundown. Lunch.
Let's meet when...
Because most people back in the day used to have lunch at around the same time, everyone.
Let's meet when the shadow is the smallest.
Yeah.
That's midday. Let's meet when the shadow is cast and there's a really long towards... Oh, whatever.
Let's meet when the bell tower strikes two. And you can hear it because it's the town. Right?
Yeah.
This kind of segues into... This is a perfect segue into world's weirdest jobs.
Oh, damn, okay.
Perfect segue, hey.
Yeah.
Probably the smoothest we've ever had.
That is a very smooth segue.
All right, so I've got three here. And I've got an honorable mention at the end. So stick around. Keep edging these people. All right. So number one is drying paint watcher. So a man in the UK currently has this job. And he spends his days painting sheets of cardboard to test how long new paint mixes take to dry and watching for changes in color and texture.
Well, that just goes back to the old saying, I'd rather watch paint dry, you know?
Yeah.
So that person definitely came up with two options and he chose to watch paint dry.
Honestly, literally. It's kind of a good job. You don't have to do much.
Well, there are moments where I would rather watch paint dry than do this.
And one of these moments is probably people who are watching this podcast. I think they'd rather watch paint dry.
No, don't talk down about our podcast, mate.
No, because watching paint dry is actually probably a good
sport. No, it's probably not. It's probably a very shit job.
Yeah, but then, yet again, they're raw dogging.
I don't understand.
They're raw dogging life.
I don't understand why someone would want to be a paint dry watcher. Like, what makes you get into the field? What's your passion?
Well, obviously watching paint dry. Maybe you're a painter who wants to get into the painting field and it's like work experience kind of.
Well, so pretty much it's like a job you have to do in order to get further in your career pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like
you want to be a chef, right? You don't automatically start as a chef. You start as a fucking dishy.
Yeah.
You're in the fucking trenches. You started this year at Macca's, mate. And then you eventually make your way to the front of house at Macca's. And then they're like, you know what? You get promoted. You're in the kitchen. And then once you get enough work experience in the kitchen, then you got moved to a bloody bougie restaurant where you're a dishy again.
See, that's where women get a really good head start.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Okay, so this goes back to the Rizzy at funerals, but not really, because you're not getting Rizzy at this one. But professional mourners.
What? So you hire them to mourn with you?
Yeah.
When you're sad?
It is a tradition in Southeast Asia that a loud funeral will assist the dead as they travel to the afterlife. So professional mourners are hired to cry and weep loudly throughout the service.
Oh, shit. So, okay, so this is deeper than I thought. This is people you hire to pretend to be sad about you dying.
Yeah.
That's deep. That's some deep shit.
feel like you don't have to pretend. I feel like I'd be sad at any funeral.
Really?
Don't tell me you get a little bit, you wouldn't get a bit teary when you see the family crying.
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly. All, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe I should be that. Because I can cry on demand, lad.
Bro, I don't think it's a very good...
Yeah, but I can cry on demand.
I don't think you're using your talents to the best of their ability if you're going to be a professional funeral mourner.
Honestly, not many people can cry on demand, and I just did it.
You know what's a very weird job?
What?
Being a garbage collector. I was listening to a podcast.
Well, it's not a weird job. It's a job that you have to do, kind of.
No, apparently you get paid a lot of money to be a garbage collector.
Would you do it?
Especially in New York City and stuff like that. But
it's not very risky, is it? You can't really be like, on a date, right? And be like, so what do you do for work?
Well, I could take you out.
Actually, to be honest, saying you have a podcast is also not very risky.
Well, I don't think there are many things that are risky. It's just like one of those things.
I think if you said you were like a lawyer, they'd be like...
Depends. Some people think lawyers are wankers.
All right. Well, you'd say you're a train driver. That's pretty sick.
A train driver?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a garbage collector.
Why?
Same thing. It's like you're working for the council, you know?
No. You're like the driver of like the ancient trains.
Oh, okay. You're talking about like the... Polar Express type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Polar Express type shit.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Bro, that there's one of those, I think, it's the girl.
You know movies that like stick around in your mind and then whenever people talk about it, it kind of makes you feel weird.
You know the girl in Polar Express?
Yeah.
She haunts my dreams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you ever get those movies that stick around and then they kind of, whenever someone talks about it, it kind of makes you feel weird?
Yeah, like a core memory.
Like a core memory, but it makes you feel weird.
You know what's a core memory of mine?
What?
I used to have this audiobook, and back then, audiobooks actually came with a disc. They weren't like a digital version.
I think I know what you're going to talk about.
And it was an audiobook about Tutankhamun. You know the Egyptian prince?
But I know which one you're talking about.
And he died getting like speared and eaten by crocodiles, I think, at a young age. And they like there's like a descriptive audiovisual, right? And it's talking about how he got like...
That's a cool
He
memory.
Got, like, put in a tomb and embalmed and stuff. Dude, my dreams were haunted
for
so long. And even now, like, when I think of the book, I shudder.
All right.
Like, dude, I'm actually, like, kind of... I've got goosebumps.
Bro's got goosebumps from listening from a childhood
No,
book.
Honestly.
Do like, you?
Yes.
So you're scarred.
Like, look at my legs.
Oh, yeah.
They're goosebumpy. And it's... I don't know why.
Do you ever get those, like... Do you ever get, like, goosebumps when you listen to a song sometimes?
Yeah, but it's like a really hype song.
It's a hype song, and then you think
about
yourself.
It's always at the wrong moment.
And then you think about, it's never before.
No, it's never before a race. It's always like maybe 3 days before a race.
Yeah.
And you overhype yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to talk about something else. You know those, the audio books, and they came with a book and you could read over it? We used to have a few books. I don't know what they were called, right? And they were like, I don't know if we still have them.
The Puss in Boots?
No. It was like some lady who read over it, and she had a very distinctive
Yes! voice. That's what I mean, the Puss in Boots. And there's like the wizard. There was like a wizard one. And there was another one with like the...
A castle flooding or something.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
She was scary.
That's scary. It wasn't scary, but I can remember it, and it makes me feel weird.
Trauma. I know.
It makes me feel weird.
Same thing. It's the same lady in Tutankhamun. That's why.
Oh, really?
Eerie as heck.
It makes me feel so weird.
Eerie.
Her voice was like, and then...
Yes! 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 Like that!
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my God! That's trauma.
Not gonna lie, I think about this and it makes me feel so weird.
I know.
So weird.
You know, sometimes I hear that voice in my dreams.
I hear it too. What would you do if you're laying there, right, in bed, in the middle of the night?
And you hear
middle of the night and you hear that just outside.
Fuck. I'm bolting, dude.
No, not gonna lie. I think I might.
Wait, say the voice. Do the voice again.
So then he.
And
it was in French as well. My God. It was like.
Le vilain petit canard.
Je viens petit canard. Je vais le chercher. I don't like it.
Trauma.
Moving on.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, bro. That's a core memory, and it's not a good one.
It is not a good one. She was not good at reading audiobooks, especially for young kids.
I wonder if she's still doing it.
Oh, definitely not, bro. She definitely got the sack.
I mean, it was a pretty good story.
It was a good story.
It was a good story. I don't know why. I always used to listen to it again and again and again and
dude,
again.
It was like that, like...
It was addictive.
You know what? When you shouldn't do something, but you do it.
It was addictive.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
You, like, kind of, like, sneak over to the radio and you, like, mm-hmm. put the disc in and you're like...
Well, you know what? I keep hinting stuff that's going to happen future on, but we're going to do something that was a segment on the radio a bit later on as well.
Yeah.
I keep hinting shit, but, you know. All right. The last one is... Dog food taster. The dog food tester's job is to taste new dog food products, including bones, tinned meat, and biscuits. They do this to test the flavor and texture in comparison to rival dog food brands and human food.
Dog food tester.
I've had dog food before. Not gonna lie, I feel like that's the most pointless job ever because dogs pretty much will eat anything. I would understand cat food taster because cats don't always eat everything.
Yeah.
Our dog literally sees the cat's vomit and he's like, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Snack
Let
on.
Let me lick it up, bro.
You know what else he snacks on?
Shit. Their shit.
Yeah, vomit. Literally their shit. Snacks on piss. Bro snacks on anything.
He licks our feet.
He literally... I saw him.
If you had a foot fetish, I'll charge a little bit. I'll let our dog lick your feet for a bit.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, but you can make one.
He goes and licks feet.
Have you ever considered, right... This will segue good onto my next weird job. But have you ever considered, be honest, have you ever considered selling feet pics?
Never.
I have.
I don't know why people consider it because you have to be some degree of famous for people to buy your feet pics. Yes.
Yes. Have you ever been asked by someone to sell your feet pics? I haven't, but I've heard people have been asked.
But here's the thing, right? Okay. I get why hot chicks sell their body on it. I don't get it. But like, I understand that like they would make a lot of money.
You see where they're coming from.
Because, okay, if you see them in public, right, you treat them the same as if you saw a celebrity. You'd be like, oh, look at them.
Munted feet people.
Look at them. They look good, right?
Yeah.
Same thing on the internet, right? Whereas you go out right now. I don't think there's going to be many people giving you the hot girl treatment. And I don't mean that by offending you.
Oh, so you're saying I'm not hot?
No, I don't mean that by offending you.
Oh, I see how it is.
But I don't think there's going to be... Okay, no, I see do you reckon girls are going to react like this? Oh, look at this piece of meat. Let me just like touch munted, that bunda!
Yeah?
No. People want no one's going to say that about you, bro.
People touch my bunda all the time.
Maybe one person might think in their mind, like, oh, he's hot, you know? But they're not going to be like, oh. You know?
Move on.
So, okay, that's like what I mean.
All right, this is my honorable mention as a weird job.
So, no one would buy your feet pics.
It's not a weird job.
Because you're not famous.
I think it's a pointless job.
So, what's a...
Well, not pointless because it obviously works. Job? But I feel like it should be a pointless job.
What job?
OnlyFans.
Oh,
because...
It's a pointless job.
I respect the hustle for the people who do it.
No.
But I don't respect the people who buy it.
I don't respect
no,
the
no,
hustle.
No, I do. You know why? Because they're making money. But this is where the pointless part is.
But they're selling their body.
No, this is... Who cares? If you want to do that, you
okay,
can do
Okay, well,
that.
If you want to do that, that's not what I mean, but I'm just saying, like, it's pointless.
Right? Why? Tell me. Why would you subscribe to an OnlyFans person if they are literally on Pornhub? Why? Right, and some people are going to be like, yeah, but some people are really kinky and like that stuff. Yeah, right, some people, right, I've heard that people pay OnlyFans chicks for them to send a video of them getting pissed on, right? I'm pretty sure you can find that on porn. I'm pretty sure, I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Or you can be like, oh, yeah, but some people have foot fetishes, right? Yeah, pretty sure you can find that on porn too, yeah? All right, so I don't understand, right? Why would you pay for that?
Okay.
And then people are like, oh yeah, it's because it feels different getting it from someone who's actually sending it to you. They're not actually sending it to you, lad. It's pre-recorded. It's the same shit. It's just on a different platform. You're paying $100 a month. I'm getting it for free. And then people are like, oh yeah, but you can get, yeah. Shut up. Honestly, you're a piece of shit. That's what you are. I've never once been like, yeah, I'm going to click on this link and buy it.
Bro.
No. I'm going to search a Pornhub.
Or you don't.
Or you don't. You use your imagination. Or I'll tell you what.
Get a girlfriend.
Go on Instagram. I'm joking. That's a joke.
No, just get a girlfriend.
Get a girlfriend. Well, I mean, some people find it harder.
Or...
like me.
Or I'll tell you what. Just get a life. Bro, honestly, I feel like... okay.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
This is my theory.
That's not what I'm saying.
The more time you spend in your room doing nothing,
yeah,
the more you're weird.
Yeah.
No, honestly.
Honestly.
The weirder you are. Because...
but then it gets to a point too far where you do too much and then you're weird.
Yeah, okay, but what I mean is, if you go outside and just be, have a life, you know, have a, maybe get a job, you know, you wouldn't be as weird,
honestly,
as if you spent your whole life in your room, glued to your screen.
Have you ever?
And looking at supermodels.
Have you ever considered buying OnlyFans?
No, I've
exactly.
Never.
I've never once. You know why? Because there's so much other stuff you can do.
Well, I feel like your money can go a lot further than just doing
further,
that.
Yeah, honestly, fucking, you know what's even, you know what's probably better for you as well. If you really want to spend money like that, just fucking rent a stripper or a prostitute. It's honestly better. It would.
It probably would.
It
be
is.
Better.
You know, a cock in your room, watching someone else piss on someone. I'm sorry, but honestly, get a life.
Okay, you know what's even...
That is the weirdest job you could ever have.
Okay, but that's not a job. That's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
But okay, let me talk about another hobby that's actually really disgusting and like actually what? I really think is just people who pay for Snapchat Plus. And I'm sorry if I'm offending people.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry if I'm offending people right now, but it's just like...
if you are paying...
you will realize eventually
that
that paying for Snapchat Plus is the biggest, most pointless thing in your existence to do in your whole
existence.
Honestly,
I regret downloading Snapchat.
Well, then delete it.
Yeah, I probably will.
Because, okay, here's the thing, right? Just message people.
No, talk to people.
Why? Okay, why do you need to pay for Plus? What
because,
perks do you
because
get?
Because then you can see if Susie half swiped you.
But, no, but okay, I'm going to ask
you
a question.
You can get that fancy little thing you get when you send them.
I'm
going
to ask you a question. Why do you care?
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, can't you just message people like or just call someone? Or just see them face to face?
I like half swipe on Snapchat. I do like it because... sometimes you don't want to respond to someone, but you want to know what the message was, right?
Then just talk on bloody emails, bro.
Email each other,
I email people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Bro,
you said, I've got her email, mate.
No, okay. Here's the thing, right? Emails are actually really good, right?
They are.
Because, one, there's no responsibility in having to having to text someone every couple of hours. What you can do is... you can send big emails that take about maybe like 30 minutes to write, but they're big, right?
And then you get
a lot of info.
And then the next day you get a response.
No, not even like next week, bro. You get a big response and you feel like you're more part of their life.
Well, then you might as well just fucking write a letter, mate.
And you got a pen pal.
Yeah, but okay, what's the point? I feel like, okay, if you're...
it's the same thing as having a friend you're texting.
If you're talking to someone you like, right? A chick, right? You're oozing up.
Yes.
You got momentum with you. You don't want to wait a week. You don't want a quick reply, but you got to be quick enough. When you're rizzing up someone, all right? I don't want to use rizz because it's just such a KSI type. It's brain rot. When you're talking to someone, right? You're talking to someone. You've got momentum with you, okay? The moment the responses start slowing down, do you not get a little bit like, ooh, you know, like... oof.
But that's what I mean.
Oof.
That's what I mean. Bro... okay, let me ask you this.
I see what you mean.
Let me ask you this, right? Do you think that our parents, who love each other very much, I'm going to use them as an example, because their relationship is beautiful. It is!
Yeah, it is, it is.
Stop taking the piss.
Yeah,
I'm
not taking the piss.
Do you think that they...
some people buy
When they were first getting together, do you think that they messaged each other every few hours or every second?
They called each other once a day.
They called each other maybe once or twice a week, bro. And bro, they saw each other every day, though.
I don't think I've ever called a girl.
Dude, you don't need to communicate with someone your whole day.
Yeah.
It's literally... and you know what? I've had a conversation with the same girl now for a whole 4 months. and I text her once a day, and she texts me once a day.
And has anything happened?
No. But it's bro, I feel more connected to that person than anyone I've ever texted for longer.
You're Rizzy, man.
Trust me. No, I'm not Rizzy. That's not Riz. I'm just saying, like, you can build connections without getting addicted to your phone.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Bro doesn't care.
No, I do care. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Now, when we were kids, right? We used to listen to the radio. I don't know why we did that because the radio is so bad.
Yeah.
But we used to listen to the radio. Not like purposely, but in the car, right? And they used to have this segment and it was like they played a song and then you'd have to guess.
Oh, okay.
What song it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll play it for like a few seconds and then I'll stop it and then you have to guess. Now, I'll make it a bit easier for you because it's very hard to, right?
Yeah.
Because you said your favorite artist was Kendrick.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a few seconds of each song, and you have to guess which one it is.
Okay.
All right?
What? It's only Kendrick.
I've got five songs here. Five or four?
Kendrick
four.
Songs.
Four Kendrick songs. And then, so bear
you're
going
to go so niche.
Bear with me.
You're going to go so niche. You're bear not even going to go my favorite me. Songs.
No, I feel like they are. Okay, ready? Set.
Yep.
Go. What's it called?
Mate.
Hey, you said it was your favorite artist, mate.
Euphoria?
No. You said it was your favorite artist.
I don't know.
Right.
Oh. I know what the song is. I don't know what the title is.
Keep singing.
And none of mine, none of gonna say is that just how I feel. Ain't nothing go your way.
Hey, if this was your favorite artist, you should know the lyrics, buddy.
Bro, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm not a music guy.
Oh, okay. All right, next one.
Dude, okay, I'll test you with your favorite artist then, buddy.
Who's my favorite then?
Huh? I forgot who your favorite is because it's such a shit artist, I reckon.
Let's go. You draw a future when you
didn't see the. They not like us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was too easy. All right. Next one.
I know the song.
All right.
But I don't know the name of the song.
Mate, I thought you were a Kendrick fan.
Dude, there's a difference between being a Dylan type of Kendrick fan or a normal Kendrick fan. Dylan is our friend, Dylan Murphy, right? And yes. He is such a fan of
a
lot of artists,
him.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay? He is a super fan. He knows everything about the artist, right? I don't have time for that. I'm not a fan. My favorite artist with my favorite songs is Kendrick Lamar. But I don't know the names of... I don't worship the guy.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going.
Alright.
I got one right.
Now.
It's the same. Bro, it's like that, mate.
That's rap. Yeah. Metro. 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 Free time. Wait, will this get removed off YouTube?
Sticking to the cold of these holes for the streets. Hop up in the nose and I make that pussy bleep.
So bad at singing.
All my hoes are thrown. All my hoes are thrown.
That song,
20k ring. I pull my fingers down the throat.
If you're an athlete, listen to that song. With
if she gonna swallow, she
max volume. Max volume before a race or whatever. Or a game or whatever. Pre-game.
Best song.
Best song ever. AirPods in, max volume.
Yeah.
You will have the time of your life.
Or type shit. I like that
or
one
type
as well.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's the end of that segment.
Yeah.
I have to go get Neela because we are
That was a bit of a flop, mate.
Yeah.
Bit of a flop.
Sorry. Well, it's not... You know what? I thought that maybe since he was your favorite artist, you would know a little bit more.
It's fine, buddy. Chill.
Bro, my favorite artist, right?
Who's your favorite artist again?
Ardy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
I bet you couldn't name all these songs.
No, not all these songs, but my favorite songs.
And I think you couldn't name his songs with... I think you know them, but you wouldn't be able to name them.
That's like me with general knowledge quizzes.
just like me with the music.
So today we're going to do a general knowledge quiz with Neela. Don't look at the answers. So, oh shit, Neela's not in frame. Okay. Sorry, guys.
You're kind of blocking your face, mate.
Yeah, that's my bad. Maybe yeah. Maybe we should swap seats then.
No,
because I'm just reading the answers.
That's fine.
Okay, so, Neela, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Maybe put it in the middle of you guys.
Do this, yeah?
Yeah, and get close.
Yeah, no. Hello. Hey, guys. All right, so we're doing a general knowledge quiz, and we've got 10 questions here. 10 questions. And let's get started. So, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to read out the question, and whoever says their name first gets to answer first. And if you get it wrong, it automatically goes to the next
person. Oh, shit. Okay, so this is me versus Neela.
So, this is how, yeah. So, this is how it's going to go, right? So then, because then we can move the mic over. Obviously.
No, keep it in the middle, mate.
Keep it in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah, but just still call your name out, all right?
Yep. Yep.
Sorry. all right. So, what company was initially known as the Blue Ribbon Sports?
What?
What company was initially known as Blue Ribbon Sports?
Me?
Let's say Killian or Neela.
Killian? Adidas?
Close, but not...
Nike?
Yeah, you're right. Point on the board for Neela.
Bro, that was a guessing game, bro.
One for Neela.
Thanks, right.
That was not knowledge. That was guessing.
Who was the ancient Greek god of the sun?
Medusa?
No, that's a serpent. okay, yep. Killian. Apollo.
Correct. 1-1.
Yeah!
All right. Can you see this, Neela? No, you can't. How many minutes are in a full week?
Oh, this is mass.
Yeah.
Quick
math. Guess. Whoever gets closest.
1,000.
Okay, is that your final guess?
Yep. I'm locking it in.
8,000?
Neela's closest. 10,080 minutes.
Holy, what?
Yeah. How many dots appear on a pair of dice?
Pair.
42. Yep. Neela's correct. Bro. That's 3-1, buddy. You're getting obliterated here.
I'm getting destroyed.
And she's in year 8.
We can hear you, mate.
Year 9.
We can hear you.
Year 9.
What is acrophobia a fear of?
Fear of acrobatics.
No.
I don't know.
Water?
Wrong.
Swimming?
Wrong.
Acrophobia.
We've already done this, Killian. You should know this.
Small things? No.
Is that why women are scared of me? Sorry.
Is that right?
Bro.
No.
That was a dad joke.
It's heights.
Heights.
December 26th is known by what name in Ireland?
Boxing Day. Irish Resistance Day.
St. Stephen's Day.
Bro.
Neela's still winning 3-1. What phone company produced the 3310?
The fuck are these questions, man?
No.
Nokia.
Neela, go first. Nokia.
Bro.
4-1. You're getting destroyed. What is the world's largest retailer?
Walmart.
Correct. 4-2. What day of the week does the Jewish Sabbath begin?
Thursday.
Friday.
Oh, Killian, 4-3. Oh, my God. This is the final question.
Oh, shit.
Which planet has the most moons?
Saturn. Venus.
4-4. Oh.
Yes! Yes!
Bonus question. Which is the only body part that is fully grown from birth?
Your nose. Your ears.
Your eyes?
Correctamundo! Neela takes the win! Neela is the queen of general knowledge. Neela is the smartest. What do you have to say about that?
I beat Killian.
Yeah, you did.
Yay.
All right. Thanks, guys. That is the end of the Making Waves pod, season 3, episode 23.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week with a new episode.
We will.
And we can't wait.
Sorry, you know, the general knowledge quiz. We need another mic if we're not going to do this again.
Yes. But
thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.